नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रेयान् स्वधर्मो विगुणः परधर्मात्वनुष्ठितात् स्वधर्मे निधनं श्रेयः परधर्मो भयावहः इन् दिस् श्लोका भगवान् गेव् एन् अल्टिमेट् जड्जिमेण्ट् वित् रिगार्ड् टु एटिट्यूड् आफ् One's own duties. Swadharme nidhanam sheyaha. It is better to die doing his own duties in life for the sake of chitta shuddhi or for the sake of moksha. It is better to stick to his own duty, which is determined by his life status and inclinations, natural inclinations. The person should stick to his own duties. Sticking to his own duties is called swadharmaha. That will lead to moksha marga. Not only to moksha marga, it will give the strength of mind and the strength of character to a person to face his day-to-day life. When Bhagavan completed his teaching with this verse, Arjuna is coming up with a particular practical doubt. If Karma Yoga is so beautiful and useful to the humanity, why humanity fails to follow that Karma Yoga Marga? Why it is so selfish? Why it is ever ready to violate the moral codes of life? What is that obstructing factor? Even if he doesn't want to violate that moral course, but still some extraneous factor which obstructs a person to follow the morals of life, what is that? He wanted to ask. Arjuna uvacha asakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichannapi varshneya baladiva niyojitah. Very practical question. This question comes to everyone, but silently it comes. Now and then we also feel, why I am so like this? Even though I want to get up early in the morning and perform some puja and yogasana and lot of fresh, happy, cheerful face, I want to go to office, but still why I am not able to follow the simple discipline of life, early morning getting up. Nowadays early morning word has become misnomer. There is nothing called early morning. When person wakes up, that is the early morning. That Western culture has intruded our Indian culture. So there is nothing called early morning. So why I want to do something, but still I am not able to do that thing, even after knowing its benefits? Here Arjuna asks, He Varshneya, He Vrishnikula Sambhava, He Krishna, O Lord, Atha means if so, if Karma Yoga is so wonderful, if Dharma is the means for Sukham, because universally our scriptures, whether it is Smriti Shastram or Dharma Shastram or Upanishad Shastram, all point out only one means for sukham, that is dharma. There is a difference between happiness and pleasure. We should know very clearly. There is a difference between happiness and pleasure. Sukham you can translate as happiness. Pleasure comes out of certain instigations from the external world. Happiness comes out of certain disposition of my mind. Because of certain mental disposition, I am happy like a child. Child is happy all the time, even while crying also is happy. That's why next moment it will become happy. It cries for something, that's all. But it is always happy because it has certain disposition. Similarly, a man of understanding has certain disposition with regard to life. Therefore, in spite of external problems also he will be cheerful and happy. A man of sense pleasure, he is addicted to that external instigating objects and other things. In the absence of that, like a drunkard, in the absence of that, he becomes very, very sad, and because of that sorrow or pain, he even becomes angry person and beats his own wife or children also. So, the only source of sukha is dharma. If so, kena prayuktaha san, impelled by what, persuaded by which force, ayam purushaha papam charati, this human being commits sin. He says ayam purushaha. Ayam purushaha means this intelligent so called crown of the creation, human being, as though he is a slave to something else, as though he is commanded by something else, papam charati, he commits sin. Is it due to his ignorance of dharma and adharma? We already saw, nobody has ignorance with regard to right and wrong. Everybody knows what is right and what is wrong. So here Arjuna says, anichannapi papam charati. Anichannapi means, even if he doesn't want, even if he doesn't want means what? He knows that it is wrong, therefore he doesn't want. Anichannapi, janannapi, papam charati. In spite of his best wishes to lead a moral life, why he commits sin? Anichannapi, even though he doesn't want. Generally we do certain actions only what we want, that only we do action. That actions only generally we do. But there are some occasions, grey areas, wherein I am impelled, I am persuaded to do certain actions even if I don't want. That's why after doing it, I will be with lot of guilt. So I don't have any intellectual value for that object, but still I know that it is going to be a harmful object, but still I use that object in my life, and after using that object in my life, I feel guilt like drunkards. Those who want to get away from that habit, they are given lot of counseling. So while counseling was given, he is very much convinced that it is wrong. What he is doing is wrong. But evening 7 o'clock means again he goes back to another form of personality. It seems that there are two types of personality. So who creates the division between the knower and the doer? There is a knower who knows right and wrong, proper and improper. And there is a knower who wants to do the right thing only, who has the intellectual value for the right thing, who doesn't have intellectual value for the wrong thing. Still, while becoming a doer, he does something. So, who is the cause for this division, split personality, split between the knower and the doer? Balad niyojitaha eva, he says, as though he is dragged by some evil force to commit sin, as though he does not have any free will at all to lead a moral and ethical life. In short, how come intelligent human being, informed human being, commits sin even though he doesn't want to commit sin? What is that force which manipulates his mind now and then? other religions find out some external force in the form of devil. They told there is Satan, equally powerful to the Lord. Lord will be always propelling you to do good thing, and there is Satan which will tell, eat this apple, eat this apple. Bhagavan has told, don't eat this apple. So immediately devil comes in the form of a snake and he told, eat this apple, don't obey. Like that, they try to answer this question. There is an external devil which compels, so that you can escape nicely. Every Sunday or every Friday you can go and tell, oh Lord, I have done, not because of my wish, because of that devil. There are some fatalists who say, anything you ask, everything is predetermined. Everything is predetermined. How I have to live? You only told prarabdha karma has brought this very human life. So when prarabdha karma has brought me into human life, everything is predetermined. Fatalists, they are called fatalists. They say, it is my fate which is responsible for all this wrong thing. And you go to an astrologer, not convinced about this inner voice, you go to an astrologer. Astrologer tells, no, your Navagraha is in trouble. Your Guru is here, your Shani is here, your Buddha is here. So therefore, these are all happening like that. On somebody's shoulder, you have to put Akshata. Passing the bug to the other shoulder is very, very easy. Escapist method. So astrologers say like that. They say, Vinasha Kale, Viparita Buddhi. As even your Kala is becoming Vinasha, which is determined by the Navagraha's movements, therefore this Viparita Buddhi has come to you. And there are Paramananda Shishyas who say, everything is Bhagavan's wish. If I am a cantankerous, evil person, that is Bhagavan's wish. Because scriptures themselves are told, Tena Vina Trinamapi Na Chalati. Without his permission, even the leaf in the tree cannot move. When the leaf itself cannot move without the permission of the Lord, how can I do this particular action without the permission of the Lord? Therefore, Bhagavan is the cause. So that is the question. Before answering, Shankaracharya comments a small passage. It's a beautiful passage. He says, Yadyapi anarthamulam ध्यायतो विषयान् पुंसः रागद्वेषौ ह्यस्य परिपन्थिनौ इति च उक्तं विक्षिप्तम् अनवधारितं च तदुक्तं तत् संक्षितं निश्चितं च इदम् एव इति ज्ञातुम् इच्छन् अर्जुन उवाच ज्ञाते हि तस्मिन् तदुच्छेदाय यत्नं कुर्याम् इति. इट्स् अ ब्यूटिफुल् इन्ट्रोडक्षन्. अर्जुन शुड् नाट् हेव् आस्क् दिस् क्वश्चिन् अट् आल्. दट्स् वाट् अवर् Shankaracharya says, because this question is already answered, not in one place, two places it was already answered. In the second chapter itself, Bhagavan has given anartha parampara. You might have remembering, jayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu upajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho vijayate krodat bhavati sammoha. This is called anartha parampara, which ends with the buddhi nashat pranashyati. So it started with dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. So there itself he has given the entire mechanism of destruction by having desires, that is adharmic desires, not dharmic desires, adharmic desires. Then in the third chapter itself, Bhagavan told, indriyasi arthe ragadvesha vyavasthito tayoho vasham na agachit. Likes and dislikes are there in every human being. You cannot destroy them, but you should not come under the spell of them. So already he has mentioned, even though Bhagavan mentioned that force, namely kamaha and krodhaha, namely ragaha and dveshaha, even though Bhagavan has mentioned how to handle them also, still Arjuna asked about it once again for the sake of specifications. lot of things he told in the second chapter. Suddenly in between this Siddha Prajna Lakshana, he gave 3-4 shlokas and ran away. Then entire chapter he dealt with Karma Yoga, suddenly 1 or 2 shlokas he dealt with likes and dislikes and ran away. Now he wanted to highlight that practical problem of human life, that adverse effect of extreme desires, adverse effect of strong likes and dislikes. Then only a person can be aware of that. When you are not able to avoid, when you cannot avoid certain things, when you have to handle them, you should be very careful. Like fire, gas stove. Gas stove nobody can avoid. But how carefully we handle? Nowadays separate room is constructed because a law has come recently, domestic violence law. Any stove bursting is equal to dowry problem. Any stove bursting need not be a planned program torture on the women's side. Any stove bursting, it can burst accidentally also, but husband and husband related people will be in the jail. Domestic violence act it is called. So therefore all are now careful. Appa, even if stove bursts, we should not be blamed. We will have a separate room. How carefully we handle that fire, that gas. How carefully we handle poison is in the form of varieties of medicines. Similarly, here he wanted to brand them as poisonous. After branding them as poisonous, we will not keep it very casually. We will not handle them very casually. So here Arjuna asked this question not because he did not know, but because he wanted to idam eva iti jnatum. This is the culprit with regard to my life, my practical life. Jnatum ichchan jnate, after knowing the cause, what he wanted to do, tasvim tad uchedaya, in order to overcome that evil effects of that particular external factor. He wanted to know the evil effects of kama krodha and raga dvesha. What is the source of strength and how to handle them, ultimately how to overcome them. In the following 7 shlokas, Bhagavan will describe the problem of likes and dislikes, the problem of kama and krodha. Sri Bhagavan uvacha, kama yesha krodha yeshaha rajo guna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidyenamiha vairinam. That powerful force which overpowers even the well-informed, intelligent human being and which stifles his free will is nothing but kamaha. Here Bhagavan says, yeshaha, that powerful force because of which human being is dragged to commit sin. Because atha kena, like that he asked, atha kena, kena means by whom he was dragged. So here Bhagavan says, yeshaha, that powerful force is kamaha, nothing but one's own desires. It is neither Bhagavan. If you start telling everything is because of Bhagavan, Bhagavan will tell in other context, there is no possibility of this person to become a dharmic person. There is no possibility. At least if you have some guilt, you can try to correct yourself. If you justify the violations, then there is no possibility of correcting oneself. Therefore Bhagavan says, I am not the cause. First keep your mind clear. I am not the cause, nor any devil, external devil, nor kalaha, nor navagraha or anything. One's own desire is the cause of all problems. When desires are not fulfilled, that very desire becomes krodaha. Therefore, instead of using kama krodhau, it is dual number, kama and krodha generally we say. Desire and anger. But according to Bhagavan, desire itself is equal to anger. How desire is itself equal to anger? When desires are obstructed, immediately we get angry. ಏಷಃ ಕ್ರೋಧಃ ಇದೆ. ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಕಾಮಕ್ರೋಧೌ ಏಷೌ ಕಾಮಕ್ರೋಧೌ. ಇನ್ ಸಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡ್ಯುವಲ್ ಯೂಸೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಅದರ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಟ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೂರಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡ್ಯುವಲ್ ಯೂಸೇಜ್. ಕಾಮಕ್ರೋಧೌ ರಾಗದ್ವೇಷೌ ರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣೌ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಮಕ್ರೋಧೌ, ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೌಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಟೂ, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೌಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್. ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್ ಯೂಸೇಜ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್? ವೆರಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಕ್ರೋಧ, ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಆಂಗರ್. ವೆನ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗರ್. ವೆನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್? ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಓಕೆ? ವೆನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಲೋಭ, ಗ್ರೀಡಿನೆಸ್ becomes lobaha, it becomes a greediness. Then twice or three times that greediness is fulfilled, then becomes madam. He'll conclude after passing 2-3 exams, this young boy will conclude, whatever I write they have to give mark, they have to pass. That madam comes. Suppose if he doesn't get that expected result as he expected, and his own friend or enemy has got certain more marks or anything, he gets maatsaryam, jealous. He gets maatsaryam. And because of madha, two lines it is, you have to imagine. Kama, when fulfilled, becomes lobha. Lobha, when repeatedly fulfilled, becomes madha. Madha leads to moha, delusion. Delusion is what? Ajyobi janavanasmi konyosti sadrushomaya. I am the most intelligent person in the entire world, the student may think. Because repeatedly he has passed 3-4 times and gold medal only he has got. He cannot get other medals. That type of mother has come. That's what there was a student. He is very proud about his education. Sports also first. He got lot of gold medals. With lot of gold medals and certificates he came to his parents. And he asked. Mother was an illiterate village lady. With all proud he asked, how many intelligent people are there in the world? You tell ma. Mom, you tell, how many intelligent people are there? Mother understood his arrogance, pride in his mind. She told, how many intelligent people are there? I don't know. But I know, intelligent people of the world, minus one is there. Total intelligent people of the world is equal to total intelligent people, minus one. Minus one means, except you, all are it. So that madha leads to moha, delusion, that my life will be like this only, with rose petals only. So many girlfriends I get, so many boyfriends I get, so many are trying me. That idea has come, engaged. And that time, poor Swami is going to college for giving a lecture on Swami Vivekananda or something. So he puts his leg on, one more leg, and he whistles also, what these Swamis know. So that arrogance comes. Why this arrogance? Because of madam. So here Bhagavan is going to deal with the source of all these Arishad Vargas. They are called inner enemies, six enemies: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Mada, Matsarya, Moha. All these are all inner enemies. Bhagavan is going to deal with only one enemy, because this particular enemy is the seed for all other fellows. So the source of all problems, anarthas, is called kamaha, desire. When it is not gained, it is called desire. When it is gained, you want to retain them, it is called ragaha, or attachment. Aprapta vishaye kamaha, prapta vishaye ragaha. Aprapta vishaye krodaha, prapta vishaye dveshaha. Bhagavan says, this kamaha, he has given some 3-4 degrees, some epithets. Rajo guna samudbhavaha. This kamaha is born out of rajo gunam. It is not born out of tamo gunam. Or tamoguni doesn't have any desire at all. Here we, the prajna for all external purpose, real tamoguni always. And for drinking water also, you will see anybody going this side, that side, and you will ask, hey, please bring one. So tamoguni will not have that enthusiasm or capacity to desire. Satoguni also will not have very strong desires. Here we have to be very careful. The entire portion is going to condemn the desire, the factor of desire. We should be very, very careful in understanding them, because anything can be misinterpreted and misunderstood. Bhagwan is going to condemn here adharmic kamas, not dharmic kamas. Dharmic desires are allowed. In future chapters, he is going to say, dharma aviruddha kamaha aham asmi. In Vibhuti Yoga, what are all my glories when he describes, he says, I am the desire. Dharma aviruddha kamaha. As long as the desire is within the limitations of dharma, then you know that it is my glory manifested in that mind. Because human mind has a privilege to desire. Wall cannot have desires. Nor the water buffalo can ask, honey, can we go and eat outside? It cannot ask. Today, weekend, honey, can we go outing? It cannot ask. Water buffalo cannot ask. No animal can have the special desires. So it is a privilege of the human mind. That is why it is called Iccha Shaktihi. Iccha Shakti. Shakti means who Shakti? Bhagavan's Shakti. So it is a power manifested in the human mind. That is why in order to fulfill that Iccha Shakti, Bhagavan has given what? Jnana Shakti. To know right and wrong, whether this Iccha desire is within the propriety or not. Whether I have the capacity or not, whether I have the sources or not, financial sources, other sources or not, whether it is going to be helpful to me or not. So to know all the things centered on that desire. Suppose somebody want to have a Mercedes-Benz car. If he doesn't know what is the price of that car, what are the problems, purchasing that car may be easy, but how to maintain? And that too in our Bangalore road. If nothing, nobody is there to dash with that car, some children will come and give you one small mark with their pencil or pen or sketch. So that time, you have to see, I have seen practically so many people who have purchased new car. They take care of that car at least for 1 year better than their spouses. You cannot touch that car. So much care. Because what? So much of money is spent, whole heart is there. Anything happens there, here also, in heart also happens. So that knowledge, Jnana Shakti is given. After knowing the pros and cons of that desire, if a person decided to go for that desire, he must have Kriya Shakti also. He must have capacity to do. So all these three Shaktis are given by the Lord. I never wanted. As even I came out from my mother's womb, I found that these three types of desires are manifested in my mind. So I cannot be blamed that I have a desire. But I can be blamed and condemned when the desire goes beyond certain limitations. When the desire becomes Ashuddha Kamaha. In the second chapter, while dealing with the Siddha Prajna Lakshana, we described even Bhagavan has desires. So kamayat bahusyam praja yeyeti. Even Bhagavan has desires. So how can he say desires are the harmful thing? When you yourself have desires, how can he say desires are wrong thing? But Bhagavan's desire and the jnani's desire, jnani's have not ordinary desires, big, big desires. You read complete of Swami Vivekananda, he will give a big list. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to change the entire society, entire world should be given spiritual thrust and get up, rise away. Gives a lot of lists and he expresses his own personal desires also, that I want to write commentary on scriptures like that. But they are not Ashuddha Kama, they are called Shuddha Kama, they are called Shuddha Kama. Shuddha Kama means what? We saw there. Shuddha Kama means you should have three things. Any desire, if it is Shuddha Kama, a person is allowed to have thousands and millions of desires, this type of desires. What is that three things? ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి పాతి సేక్ ఆఫ్ పూర్ణత్వం. ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి పాతి సేక్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్. భగవాన్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిజైర్ ఫార్ హిజ్ ఓన్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ పూర్ణత్వం వి సా దట్, బికాస్ హీ సో ఫుల్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్ జస్ట్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. బికాస్ దట్ జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ సో ఫుల్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్ జస్ట్ హీ shares whatever he has, he wanted to share with others. His knowledge, his compassion, his character, he want to share with others. And that sharing moment also, he doesn't have the kartrutva bhava that I am giving this, I am helping the humanity. He doesn't have, jnani doesn't have that kartrutva bhava. Therefore he will not have bhoktrutva bhava also, that they will praise me. He will not have that idea of kartrutva and bhoktrutva. And it is not a bandha hetu. Bandha hetu means what? It is not going to be a binding factor. Whether I write commentary or not, whether the written commentary are going to be read or not, whether they are going to understand or not, none of them is my worry. Whether the big institution is going to come or not, I don't bother about. But I will work for it. If it is completed in my lifetime, it is nice. If it is not completed, then also it is very nice. So that is the idea. It's not a binding factor. Then last one is, it is never against the moral course. It is within the limitations of dharma, dharmika kamasdayara. If a person takes care of all this, at least dharmikatvam, he can have. So adharmic desires are condemned here. Adharmic desires are condemned here. Not dharmic desires, not pure desires. When somebody says you have a lot of cholesterol, you should control your cholesterol. When somebody says, doctor says, there are two types of cholesterol. Correct? Two types of cholesterol. Which cholesterol you have to control? Harming cholesterol you have to. Similarly, here also, the desires, there are harmful, adharmic, binding desires. There are harmless, dharmic, and unbinding desires. Because desire can never be completely erased from any mind, including Bhagavan's mind. That's why Upanishad says, Sokamayata, Bahusyam, let me become many. That's why all jnanis have some well-wish to the, at least they will have a wish called Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. O Lord, let everybody be happy. It is a wish. It can never be fulfilled. How can in this world all can be happy? Think about that. It's a most illogical, impractical, never attainable desire. But all sadhus, all mahatmas have this. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Let all be hale and healthy. Amaya means a disease. Niramaya means hale and healthy. Is there any time in this creation when entire creation is without any disease? Never. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Let all of them see only auspicious things. Maa kashchit dukkha bhagubhave. It is most impractical. Let nobody be unhappy. Is it possible? Because the very nature of this world is what? Anityam asukam. Asukam in a word is the definition of the word. Asukam is what? Sorrow. Or a troublesome world. In that troublesome world, sadhus pray for Bhagavan to have a happy life. Disease free life, dharmic life, all survey, survey is the word. That means what? Even though they know it is not possible, they are not a simpleton. They know it is not possible. But they have the capacity and privilege to wish. It is my wish, O Lord. This wish can be possible only when all become jnanis. Isn't it? Entire creation becomes jnani. You imagine what a beautiful situation should be. All our mahatmas, everywhere love and affection, everywhere concern. You just imagine, is it possible? never it is possible. But Nani says, I have the privilege to desire this. Even though I know it is impractical, unattainable desire, I spend my time with this type of desire. What is there? I don't demand the fulfillment of that desire. There only from. When somebody demands the fulfillment of the desire, naturally that desire becomes a binding factor. It demands. In Uttarakhand side, when you go, you see the river Ganga. Suddenly some flow of water suddenly it will come. So sadhus were sitting. It was a winter. One sadhu felt very cold. Suddenly he saw no water in that river path. Small little spring is going on. He found there is a black kambal. Kambal, you know, it gives a warm. It like bed sheet. So he thought, oh, one black kambal somebody might have thrown away. Let me go and take it. So he went. So by the time huge water inflow has come, so he was just carried away by that water, but he is not leaving that kambal. So other sadhus who were witnessing, they saw this, hey kambal chodda, hey kambal chodda, hey give up that kambal. Then he shouted back, I have given that kambal, but kambal is not giving up me. Actually what happened, it is not kambal, it is a bear. Similarly, I want to have certain comfort by fulfilling those desires, and I found myself bounded by that desire. So as long as it is not a binding desire, as long as it is not a adharmic desire, as long as it is within the limitations of your capacity, then you can go through it. That's why pariksha lokan karma chita. Then only you will come to know these certain facts of life. So dharmic desires are not condemned in this shloka, but ashuddha kamaha, which happened to be the ajnana karyam, which happened to be adharma yetuhu, which happened to be bandha karanam, this kama is condemned in this shloka. Rajoguna samudbhavaha, Bhagavan says, this ashuddha kama is born out of rajogunaha. Shankaracharya beautifully defined this word in two ways. One way of defining this word is, it is born out of rajoguna, that is rajoguna is the cause, desire is the effect. Another way is, he says, it is the cause of rajoguna. Because of desire only persons become more active. Isn't it defined? He was lazy, suddenly some desires he has picked up. So to fulfill that desire, he becomes more active. Either desire is the cause of the activity, or desire is the effect of the activity. And what is that nature of that kama? Mahashanaha. Mahad ashanam bhojanam asya. Mahashanaha means in English, glutton. One who eats without any end. Like our Bhima's son, when Bhima's son was there, Gadodgaja, the film nicely they show varieties of food items they would have kept. So he will go on eating and he will say, still I am not satisfied. Mahashanaha means a glutton, like fire. Any amount of ghee you pour, it will ask, ghee is a petrol or oil, anything. You give it, the food is necessary for that, but it will say, give more. Kari, Kali, Karali. Like that, fire has seven tongues. So it will ask varieties of oblations and there is no end. Similarly, the desire also, there is no end. Najatu kama kamana upabhogena shamyati havisham krishnavatmeva bhuya eva abhivartate. There was a Raja called Yayadi. He lived 1000 years. After living 1000 years, when Yamadharma came and asked, come, let us go, already time over. He told, no, I am not yet satisfied, what to do? Lot of desires are there. He was a dharmic Raja. So Yamadharma Raja gave an option. Okay, if anybody gives their youth food, you can take exchange. But they will become very old and I will take them. So out of 4000 years of lifetime, his son Yadu gave 1000 years of youthhood. So Yayati again enjoyed another 1000 years. When second time Yamadharma Raja came, before his coming, Yayati told, please come, I am waiting for you. Surprise, what happened? Within 1000 years, I have found out the truth. What is the truth? Kamaha kamanam na shamyati. Kamanam upabhogena na shamyati. Like fire can never be quenched by pouring the ghee. Similarly, by supplying the objects of desires to the mind, the desires never ends. That's why when you ask a child what is his desire, the child may have two or three desires. Some balloon, some ice cream, some books, some cycle or something. That's all. In that list, you are 90-year-old man, big list. And basic desire, you tell, nobody takes care of me. He has complained also. Nobody takes care of me, nobody even telephones to me. Not only desires, but complaints also. What happened in the life process? Desires have not decreased, it has become more and more. That's why 8-year-old boy says in Kathopanishad, na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha. When Yamadharma Raja, in order to teach, in order to test whether the student is a qualified student or not, he gave a blank check, giving all the pleasures of the Indraloka and other lokas, not only human world, and long life he gave, lot of money, emperorhood, everything he told, he feel anything. The 8-year-old boy told, Shobhava Matyasya Yadanta Kaivade Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Dejaha Api Sarvam Jivita Malpameva Savaiva Vaha Savan Nitya Kite. Yamadharma Raja, keep all your dance party and music party, and along with guitar and other thing, everything you keep, all your special drinks also you keep with you, even girls also you keep with you, because I have found out the fact. What is that? Api sarvam jivitam alpam eva. There is an end for every life, and what you call as sense pleasure is nothing but wastage of energy, and what you call as a wealth is useless because it is not going to give me fulfillment. Na vittena tarpaniyo manushya. No end for all these things. That's why one Subhashita, beautiful Subhashita, points out how the desire multiplies. It is like an arithmetic shloka it is.
Nishvagyekashatam shati dashashatam laksham sahasradipaha lakshesakshitipalatam kshitipatihi chakreshatam vanchati chakreshapunarindratam surapatir brahmatpatam vanchati brahma vishnupatam harir harapatam trishnavatim kogataha.
Is that beautiful but joking way? That fact is told. Here, Nishwaha Ekashatam. If a person doesn't have any money at all, he will not have big desires. At least 100 rupees, if I get daily, that much enough. So once he gets that 100 rupees daily, Shati Dashashatam. Dashashatam means 1000. Once he gets Shatam, one part, Dashashatam. Then Dashashati Laksham. He wants 1 lakh. Lakshesha. After getting 1 lakh salary also, it doesn't end. He want to become MLA. Kshitipalatam. Kshitipalatam means local small kings. Who are small kings in the democratic setup? MLAs, MPs. Kshitipalatam. Because after 1 lakh you cannot earn in a normal way. So you have to go this way, that way. So that is the only way. Kshitipalatam. Kshitipatihi chakreshatam vanchati. He want to become emperor or prime minister. MLA, MP. He want to Prime Minister. Okay, after becoming the emperor, are you satisfied? In those days, emperor. Chakreshaha means emperorhood. After becoming emperor in this world, after controlling the entire world under your control, but still are you satisfied? Chakreshaha punarindratam. Only one world I am emperor. There are 14 worlds are there, na? Especially Indra's world is there. Indra's world is special attraction for everyone because the dance party is first class dance party. Rambhav Guru was a classical dance party. In every loka there are entertainment and there are entertainers. But only this
Indraloka is having that attraction because two things. One is the drink is very special drink.
Homapana not available anywhere.
So the drink is special and the dance group, music group also is very special. So therefore, Chakreshaha Punar Indrata. You want to become Indra. Therefore, while living in this world as a Raja, he does what? Lot of Ashwamedha Yagas, 100 Ashwamedha Yaga, if anybody does, he'll become Indra in the next cycle. So therefore, he wants. Surapati, you ask the Indra, at least are you happy? He said, my condition is very, very precariously balanced. Anybody does any tapasya, I have to go and disturb him. What to do? Because if he becomes, so I have to retain. Okay, are you satisfied only with retaining? No. Now and then this Brahmaji comes and gives command, do this, you do that. So I want to become Brahmaji. Surapati hi Brahmaspatam manchati. Okay, you ask Brahmaji, are you happy? Brahma Vishnu Padam. Brahma wants to become Vishnu. Because Brahma also is a Jiva. So you want to become Vishnu Padam. You ask Harihi, that's why I told it in a joking way. Harihi Harapadam manchati. Hari want to become, Vishnu want to become Shiva. If you are a Shiva Bhakta, this is the way. If you are a Vishnu Bhakta, because Shiva he becomes superior, Vishnu becomes second grade. So if you are a Vishnu Bhakta, you put this way. Brahma Harapadam Haraha Haripadam. At the end of the shloka, poet asks, Krishna Vartim Bhogataha, who has crossed the Avadihi. Avadihi means the ocean of desires nobody has crossed without the self-knowledge. That is why in the end of the entire subject, Bhagavan is going to prescribe self-knowledge as the ultimate solution in handling the desires. So, in Vairagya Shatakam, Bhartruhari says, it addresses the desire. The poets, they have their own way of dealing with certain human problems. He addresses the desire. Hey, desire. He was a Raja actually. At the end of his life, he retired and became a great saint, Bhartruhari. He was in Ujjain. He was a great Raja. So he was sitting in the cave and he was just thinking back, having all flashbacks. What are all happenings were there in my life due to that desire? So he addresses the desire itself. Bhrantam desham aneka durgama vishayam praptam na kinjit phalam tektva jati kula abhimanam uchitam seva akrita nishphala bhuktam mana vivarjitam paragrahe svashankaya kakavat drishne jrimphati papa karma pishine nadya apisantushyati. Oh, desire, till date you are not satisfied. But because of you, what are all things can happen in human life? Aneka desham bhrantam. If I find India is not suitable for my level, because I have to purchase a flat in MG Road, 40,000 IT will not work, 40,000 salary, so I want 4 lakhs. So, I am ready to go to foreign land. Desham, aneka desham Rantam. Okay, after going there, what happened? Tektva jati kuladhimanam uchitam. I am Brahmanaha by birth. Instead of doing all the Sandhya Vandana and Gayatri every day, after going there, instead of having panchakacha, they call it in those days, they will have a beautiful dhoti. It's a beautiful type of dressing. Very convenient dress. The most convenient dress in the world, Swamiji says, is this panchakacha only. Very convenient dress. So instead of having that wear, I went to other countries. There I cannot have this. So I had to go for jeans or tight jeans or lower tight jeans. So, jati kula abhimanam tektva. Instead of being a master of my life, I went as a servant. 12 hours, if they ask me to work, I have to work. Seva kruta. I had to be in servitude. Bhuktam mana vivarjitam paragraheshu. In those days, generally everybody should eat in their own house. And that too they will offer it to the Lord, then take it as a prasada. Now, everywhere, what? McDonald's are there. Who has made that McDonald's? You don't know. There are a lot of doshatraya, they call it. When a person makes a food, his own all his qualities come to that food. He puts his hand inside the nose, inside the tongue, then put again. You don't know. That's why you should not go to the kitchen side of the bottle. If you go to the kitchen side of the bottle, you cannot eat it. So, kaka, like a crow, I ate so many things which are not pure by nature. For what? For what? Just to have the servitude. Mana vivarjitam paragraheshu. I went to somebody's house and ate without any shame. Hey Trishne, oh desire, papa karma pishune. Because of you, I have violated so many moral codes of my life. I have given up Sandhya, I have given up Gayatri, all the Shraddha ceremonies. In United States, you cannot do Shraddha ceremony. Because the Sankalpa is Bharata Varshe, Bharata Kande. Sankalpa is what? You cannot change that Bharata Varshe, Bharata Kande. USA, you cannot say. So therefore, Shraddha ceremony is not possible. No Vaidika karma, you can do that. And Sandhya Vandana also not possible. Because 12 hours Sandhya happens only in India, in tropical countries. In India, 12 hours it comes. There it is 18 hours a month, 20 hours a month, or 15 hours a month, like that it goes. So none of the Vedic karmas are followed by me, none of the actions which are meant for my spiritual inner growth, I have followed, all of them I have given up. For what purpose? Oh, desire, in order to satisfy you. But still, at this old age also, you are not leaving me. At this old age also, I have a lot of list to be fulfilled. Therefore, it is called Mahashanaha. Why desire don't have any end? Bhagavan does not mention the cause of the unending desires in this place, but he will mention afterwards. Cause of unending desires is what? Ajnana. Apurnata. I don't know myself that I am full and complete. Already in my real nature, because of that ignorance, I identify myself with this body and mind. My mind shows that I lack so many things. My head is bald, my skin is black, or my skin is white, or something it shows. And you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't have this, you don't have that. So, ajnanam leads to dehabhimana, attachment or identity with the body. That identity leads to apurnatvam. I want to become something all the time. That's why you see, anybody, you ask what you are doing, you can ask. Nobody can say, I don't know anything. If somebody says, I don't do anything, you will find something wrong with him. Because doing something means what? I want to become something. I am not satisfied with my position at present. So this dissatisfaction is there. Because of that dissatisfaction, apurnatva, so I want to fulfill myself by various methods. That want to fulfill is called a desire, and it may be towards wealth for some time, towards toys for some time, towards balloons for some time, towards life partner for some time. But in and through all these desires, one desire I want to fulfill what? I want to be full and complete. So, through every desire, I want to become Purnaha. What I desire may differ, but that I desire doesn't differ. The Shruti, Tampura Shruti, my Acharya Swami used to tell, there is a Tampura Shruti. Tampura means that's an instrument. I want, die, so like that. Raga varies, Tala varies, but the die, I want, never varies. Vedanta says, you are in wrong direction. You can never fulfill yourself by gaining something. If at all fulfillment must be there, it should be here and now. Find out. Apurnam plus apurnam is equal to apur. 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. That's all. It cannot be infinite. So I am already off. So I will have another better off. So I will become one, he thought. But what happens? Instead of half plus half, it becomes half multiplied by half. 1/4 it becomes. That is the condition. Through every desire, I negate my intrinsic purnata. I am full and complete. As long as you have not solved this ajnanam problem, no end for desires. Therefore, kamaha is called mahashanaha. When he is not able to fulfill those desires in a dharmic way, in a legitimate way, he is ready to violate the moral values. Because he is an urgent, he has to reach, but signal has come. He sees this side, that side. Traffic police is not there. He doesn't stop. So, kamaha leads to the force, the pressure makes him to do violation. Therefore, it is called mahapapma. Dragged by the pressure of the desire, he commits all types of sins. Therefore, hey Arjuna, iha in this life, enam vairinam iti yinti. May you know this kama is your enemy. After knowing him as enemy, you handle with him. Because you cannot avoid, he is your neighbor. Not even outside neighbor like Pakistan, it is inside neighbor. You have to handle him. You go to Badrinath, you go to Amarnath, there also you will get. People go to Amarnath Badrinath to have the darshan. But there they will see a sari or something, local made item, immediately they purchase and keep it. They don't have place to keep that also, they will be troubling. They are going for darshan. On the way they will purchase and keep it. Why? It is there, it accompanies everywhere I go. Bhagavan says, this raga dvesha, this kama krodha are the inner enemies. One cannot avoid them, nor one can destroy them, but one has to handle them. That handling method and how to handle them, how to conquer them ultimately, will be told in the forthcoming shlokas, which we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo.